And good morning to you all, each of you, precious beings, soulful souls. It is Portia and the guides, and we are happy this morning in this beginning of the springtime to be with you. As the energy, as you know, on the earth plane shifts with the passings of the seasons. Your question this week is about when you face a difficult choice or decision, what is the best and highest way to proceed? How can you know that you are taking the correct steps and making the best and highest choice? To begin, we recommend that you ask for the best and highest truth available according to the God that created you, Source Energy, to come forward. When facing a perplexing situation or a decision that you feel is difficult and has many implications and consequences, take a moment to pause. The part of your mind that wants to rush to fulfillment and to resolution is the one that will begin to gallop with fear and will run away with your thoughts, and then you will be in a state of upheaval and not calm, peaceful, in a perfect state to see the big picture, according to God, of the situation. Because the truth is, the best and highest truth is always available to you, right with you. There is no confusion in God's creation. There is only truth and beauty and rightness and love and peace and prosperity coming forward. These are the truths of this realm. And we could go on and on. They are each solidly flowing from and completely flowing from God Source every moment. Those things that you see that are opposite or different than the beauty and perfection and love of this creation are simply arriving on the scene so that you have the opportunity to see the truth, because they truly are illusions. As real as they may seem, they are illusions. So back to when you face a difficult choice, the first step is to quiet yourself and to settle yourself. Even if you believe that you need to rush to a decision or make the moment now to be the one to decide, allow yourself a moment to pause and step back. Come out of the fray of the fearful whirling that could be going on. When you face what you consider to be a decision of consequence, the mind always feeds up the fear-based what-ifs. And if it is not perfect, then, and you can fill in all of the blanks. So take the moment, step away and back from these fearful voices, these aspects of self that are not created by God. And as we often recommend, take a deep breath and then another and another, and ask God to be present with you and your spirit to be present with you, and feel the calm, feel the presence of unconditional love. and peace. And then ask the question, what is the best and highest truth about this situation? What is the best and highest choice for me to make, decision for me to make? And you will have an answer right away. If you are in the central core of your being with God and your spirit. And the answer may be, do not make a decision right now. Wait. The answer might be a very direct recommendation and way to go and the path that you will want to take. Be still and listen. And do not judge, because as you do experience the judgment, this is again the fearful aspect of yourself coming up to challenge the best and highest. So be still and listen, and whatever comes to you when you have asked for the best and highest is that. It may be something that your mind does not understand, but this is okay, and often the mind will not and does not understand in the moment, but it will and does in the future. And you will say, ah, that is why guidance guided me in that direction. I did not know those things would be coming down the pipeline, or that the universe was orchestrating magnificence to come to me, and I simply needed to wait. So trust, dear ones, this is the idea here, that when you ask for the best and highest, God and your spirit are always there, always present, and actually waiting for you to ask. And when the answers come, listen, take it in, and if you do not understand, continue to ask, what do you mean by this? And even, I do not understand, can you give me more input, more guidance, more wisdom, so I have peace? This is where you wish to arrive, is the sense of complete peace and letting go of the outcome. So as you stay current within your central core and practice this, it will become more fluid, more prospering for you, and you will begin to see the net effects of listening in this way, of asking and listening to divine source. And there is no greater wisdom or power or truth or principle available than this divine source. And it is not somewhere far away from you, dear hearts. This is something that has been perpetuated through different religions and other ways, that God is afar off, and you must be a certain way and be a good person and act a certain way in order for God to lend God's ear to you. This is not the truth in any way. So allow yourself to be loved by God and your spirit, and to have them be as they are, profoundly resourceful to you and with you always in every situation. Remember to breathe, dear ones. This is also a key guidance we recommend for you. So we ask you to practice this week making your choices, your decisions, and even starting with small ones. And it is similar to exercising muscles within your body. As you practice, you will be strengthening these muscles of asking and listening, and then taking action. As always, we are ever grateful for your contribution here to the Earth realm with your love and your diversity of gifts from God that you are relaying and expressing out into the world in each of your individual lives. We see you, we honor you, we love you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.